This recording, Kentucky 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the form of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a glowing pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Fulton, Kentucky. I'm a 43-year-old white female. Fulton, Kentucky is on the state line of Tennessee and Kentucky, runs straight through it. It's South Fulton, Tennessee and Fulton, Kentucky. And I actually went to school on the Tennessee side, but I lived my adult years on the Kentucky side. I have lived in Fulton most of my life, a few years in Sykeston, Missouri. For the last 11 years, I've been in Paducah, Kentucky. I've been a legal secretary most of my life. For the last 8 years, I administered federal housing grants, and I'm not working now. In my spare time, I like to sit out on the deck in my hot tub. I just got a new hot tub. My dad's from Dresden, Tennessee, and my mom is from South Fulton, Tennessee. Their parents are from the same area. We have some Irish in us. We've been in these parts for as long as we can remember. We're a descendant of Mary Todd Lincoln and Sir Isaac Newton. Paducah has a summer festival each year. In addition to that, we're also famous for being Quilt City, USA. We have a big quilt museum in Paducah that people flock to every year. Paducah is located approximately 1 hour west of the Mississippi River. We lay between the Ohio and Tennessee rivers. We're about 2.5 hours away from Nashville, Tennessee, which lies to the east. Memphis, Tennessee, 3.5 hours to the south. And we're about 20 minutes away from the home of Superman and the Merv Griffith riverboat.
And contrary to popular belief, we do wear shoes in Kentucky.
And we have some cold winters. We have probably a high of around 100 with heat index 110 in the summers, and sometimes as cold as 20 degrees below in the winter. Normally, though, it's low teens in the winter. We have a nuclear plant called Union Carbide, a couple big tire plants around. We grow wheat, corn, soybeans, beans, tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, okra.